Hello, my friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together around the most wonderful treasure offered to mankind, and that's the living and written Word of God. This is Bob Briggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've joined us for these few moments into this wonderful treasure. We've already discussed how that the written Word of God reveals the majesty and the greatness of our God. It tells us where the world came from, who created it. It tells us about man's creation. It tells us about sin and how it impacts the human race. It tells us where death came from. It tells us about the future of man after death. It reveals what God does for creation. And we've discussed that in our previous broadcast concerning how God is in charge of the weather and uses it to glorify Himself and to manifest His majesty and His greatness. The Word of God also reveals how, because of man's sin, God sent a worldwide flood that covered the highest mountains by 22 feet. Genesis 7:20 explains, and only 8 people were spared because they were righteous. And also God spared a sample of all human life to repopulate the earth. Now God told Noah how to prepare a way of deliverance for them from this great flood that was coming. God gave them 120 years to build the ark, which was a great ship that God gave instructions how to build it and the shape it should be. And God gave him those instructions in the book of Genesis chapter 6. Then the Bible tells us how that God led them into the ark prior to the judgment that fell upon the earth. But I'm wondering, why did God bring such a terrible judgment on the entire earth? Well, the book of Genesis reveals that to us. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, we read, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Now notice, it was wickedness of man that caused God to bring this cataclysmic judgment that covered the entire earth because all mankind had polluted themselves by rebelling against Almighty God. Now notice, he said that the wickedness was so great that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. And we see the emphasis there. Every thought was polluted by sin. They only thought of things that were evil, and their thoughts were continually upon evil things. Thus God determined that the only way he could wipe out the wickedness and the sin was to start over with one man who found grace, that is, undeserved favor in the eyes of God. And that man was Noah, whom God called a righteous man. And his three sons and their wives spent that 120 years building this great boat. And people thought he was a fool. People thought he was crazy. It had never rained on the earth up until that time. The Bible tells us that there was a heavy dew that watered the earth, and they'd never seen rain. And Noah said it was going to flood, and they said, "The old man's out of his head. He doesn't know what he's talking about." and for 120 years he built a boat on dry land. And they mocked him, they made fun of him, they ridiculed him. But Noah was a preacher of righteousness, the Bible tells them, warning them about the judgment of God that was to come. And beloved, we're living in a time similar to that today. Man's minds are polluted by so much sin. And so how did this all come about? Where did the wickedness come from? How was it that it had spread throughout the entire earth in Noah's day? Remember, there was a time when everyone knew the eternal God. Adam and Eve, the first humans to walk on the earth whom God created, they knew God personally. They talked with God. God walked in the garden with them and revealed himself to them. And God warned them not to eat of that one tree that was in the midst of the garden, called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Satan deceived Eve. She was completely fooled by the devil, the Bible says, when she partook of the fruit, and she gave it to her husband Adam. And Adam knew he was doing wrong. He wasn't deceived. But he took of that fruit and ate of it, and it brought a change in the human race. For by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. And thus we see there was a time when everyone knew the truth. But what had happened? What had occurred? Well, there's another scripture that will help us to understand why this terrible situation came about. It's in the New Testament. You see, beloved, this great treasure, the Bible, has two sections. The first section is called the Old Testament. The second is called the New Testament. The Testaments were covenants that God made with man. The Old Covenant that God made with the nation of Israel had to do with the law. The New Covenant has to do with salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus we see the New Testament reveals facts about the Old Testament. Now I want you to remember this statement. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. That is, truths about the New Testament that are revealed in the New Testament are concealed and hidden in the Old Testament. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. That is, the New Testament opens up truth that was not clearly seen and understood in Old Testament time. You see, the Bible, this treasure is a progressive treasure. Imagine a group of pirates finding a large trunk that's filled with treasure. They opened up the trunk, and there on top they see many beautiful garments. They remove the garments, and underneath the garments they find a number of wedges of gold. They remove those wedges of gold, and underneath they find all kinds of beautiful, shimmering jewels. And that's the way the Word of God is. It is a progressive treasure. And thus we see that here in the Word of God, in the book of Romans, we find a passage of scripture that helps to reveal how the people living in Noah's time became so polluted and so corrupt that God brought judgment upon the entire earth with a flood that destroyed every living creature on earth. Now, in the book of Romans, this book is in the New Testament. And by the way, if you do not have a New Testament, we would like to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, and we would be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament, free and postage paid. You need to write to us at our mailing address, and I hope you have a pencil and paper handy, and I'll give you that mailing address. It is first on the first line, you'll put Bob Driggs. That's spelled capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you will put a capital T period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box. And the number is 1214. That's post office box 1214. On the next line, you'll put the name of the city we live in, which is spelled L-E-A-N-D-E-R, Leander, comma, capital T-E-X-A-S. That's the state we live in, Leander, Texas. And then after that, you'll put our zip code, which is 78616. 78646, I'm sorry. 78646-1214. Now, we do look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you'll write to us, Bob Driggs, Post Office Box 1214, Leander, Texas, 78646, and 1214. We look forward to hearing from you. It'll be our pleasure to send you a New Testament so you can follow along with us as we look into this wonderful treasure of the Word of God. And I hope you'll join us again on our next broadcast. We look forward to meeting with you then and fellowshipping around God's Word. Till then, goodbye, and the Lord bless you.